A new law went into effect this month in California that tries to tackle two of the most troublesome issues in the American West, suburban sprawl and water. The law appears to be just simple common sense. Developers and local water agencies must make sure that any large new housing developments will have adequate water. But it's probably not going to be that simple in practice, NPR's Andy Bowers explains.
There was a time in the mid-20th century when new development in California faced relatively little opposition. If an area had no water, no problem. The state's clever engineers, funded by its growing wealth, would find a solution. They built dams and aqueducts and brought huge amounts of water to the desert. And the desert became a megalopolis. These days, it takes a lot more work before developers can break ground on new tracts of homes, like these luxury houses on a hill overlooking San Diego. They must contend with anti-growth movements, environmental regulations, and open space initiatives. And as of this month, they must prove that they have secured the rights to enough of California's now dwindling water supply. State Senator Sheila Kuehl, who authored the new law, explains what enough water means.
Enough water for whatever project is being proposed, if it's more than 500 units, the law kicks in, plus all the current uses, that would get you through a multi-year drought projected on the water to be available in the next 20 years. And they can count everything, including conservation measures, if they intend to put them into effect.
And the law, which Kuehl believes is the first such state statute in the nation, gives an added power to local water agencies. In effect, they can now veto a new housing development by saying they can't supply the water needed. Or, says Randy Knaus, a lobbyist with the East Bay Municipal Utility District, water agencies like his can work with developers in creative ways. For example, he says a developer can pay for water conservation at existing buildings and count any savings toward the new subdivision.
A developer comes along and says, we will make an investment in additional water savings devices within homes and in outdoor landscaping areas. And with the water saved, we're creating a water supply that will serve as the source of water for these new homes.
However, most California water agencies opposed this law, fearing it would expose them to more lawsuits. Developers, on the other hand, reluctantly signed on after the minimum size of a subdivision covered by the law was raised from 200 to 500 homes. However, Maureen Gorson, a Los Angeles attorney who represents developers, says the new law does not resolve California's overall water problem.
We have 20 million people coming to this state. We need to build places for them to live and make sure that there's enough water for them. But we haven't solved that at all. We're still looking at project by project, NIMBY by NIMBY, and you can't solve a regional problem in that context. It's like looking under the microscope to understand the solar system.
For example, Gorson says because the law exempts subdivisions with fewer than 500 houses, it could simply change development patterns.
When you put in a stark number like 500, there's a very good possibility we'll see a lot of 499 unit subdivisions.
Gorson and other critics say the real purpose of the law is simply to stop growth, which its authors deny. But it seems clear the law could lead to innovative ways to redistribute water, a trading system that experts have been predicting for years. William Fulton, author of a book about growth in Los Angeles called The Reluctant Metropolis, says there's actually much more water here than most people realize.
Farmers use something like 85% of the water in California. We have more than enough water in this state available to do everything we need to do. It's maldistributed, both geographically and by economic sector.
Fulton predicts developers and cities will increasingly buy water from farmers, who will use the money to make their own farms more water efficient. But that's not as straightforward as it seems. Much of the water used in Central and Southern California comes in an aqueduct system from the north called the State Water Project. But that system was never finished, and it delivers only about half the water farmers and cities have rights to. Fulton says environmentalists are concerned that developers could try a sleight of hand with this undelivered water, also called paper water.
The argument is that some of the farmers in the Central Valley have legal rights to water, which they will sell, but of course they don't really have the water. They only have the right to it.
So any new houses relying on that paper water would in fact be a drain on existing water supplies. Advocates of the new law say they'll be looking for that and other tricks, trying to make sure what's supposed to be a new step toward sensible development doesn't become just a shell game. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.